I started dressmaking about 2 years ago. I liked the page on Facebook. I was looking for a tailor to make these clothes for me, and I couldn't find a tailor. That's when I thought, oh, but I did fashion and fabrics in school, and I used to sew some of my things when I was younger. So I started sewing again about 2 years ago. That's how I started my business. It's called Mavu. That's what it is called.
Mavu means sand or soil. May you explain how you ended up having such a line of clothing?
The name Mavu, the brand Mavu. Mavu comes from my mom's name. My mom's name, you know, at school in Zimbabwe, even when we are growing up, most people have two names, a Shona name and an English name. My mom's English name was Rosemary. And the Shona name, in her family, she just used to be called Mavu Mavu. My mom passed away 20 years ago. And when I was looking for a name to start my business, my brand name, Mavu kept coming in my head. That's why I ended up using Mavu.
The Athena I knew from our days at PTC was someone who was not into dressmaking. How did you end up doing this?
I was, just that people didn't know. My friend Lorraine introduced me to a tailor who ended up sewing for me. But I did most of my things at home, like the curtains. I used to sew curtains, cushions, duvets, duvet covers for myself. My four-bedroom house was all filled with all these things I used to sew after work, working from PTC during the day and in the evening and weekends. That was sort of like my hobby. And when I came here to England in 2001, I bought a machine, but I didn't use it because I could find clothes everywhere. I could find anything I wanted until about 2 years ago when I found this page on Facebook and I liked everything I saw. Then I started making clothes.
Do you have another job?
No, I don't have another job. Before I started all of this, I was a stay-at-home mom. My husband is the one who goes to work, and I was a stay-at-home mom. Now, this is what I do. I like making clothes. I like designing clothes. It started as a hobby, but now it's a business, and the business is growing.
Are you supplying any shops?
Not at the moment. I'm not supplying shops at the moment, but in future, yes, I will be.
So how are you selling your wares?
I advertise on Instagram, and my Instagram name is Mavu Mavu. And I also advertise. I have a page on Facebook, and my Facebook page is Mavu, M-A-V-H-U. People can order from there. They can write to me and order whatever they want. If they have their own styles they want, I can make these styles for them as well. Some people will bring something thinking that is easy to do, but it's not easy because, one, you have got to design the pattern first before you cut the fabric. And once you cut the fabric and if it's too small, you can't go back. If you cut it bigger, then probably it's fine. But if you cut a pattern very small, the person won't fit and the fabric is gone. It's unusable unless you change it to use it for something else. It's not easy. Yes, it is exciting doing this.
How is life in the diaspora?
People say life is what you make it. So I would like to say, if you just sit around and not do anything about your life, then yes, things will be difficult. But if you do something with your life, something better to progress in life, then life will be good for you.
Are you working with other people or any Zimbabweans?
No, I'm not working with anybody. At the moment, it's just a sole business. It's just me doing this. And at home, no, not at the moment. I don't have any businesses at home.